Today we have a passage from Matthew chapter 23, where the Lord says, "Call no one on earth your teacher, call no one on earth your father, and call no one on earth your master." What is the Lord referring to when He says these things to us? Do we take these things literally? Obviously, you know that the Lord is speaking here with figurative language to emphasize that all legitimate authority and truth ultimately come from God. That's what the Lord is referring to here when He says, "Call no one your father, no one your teacher, no one your master." For the last 2,000 years, people have been calling the man married to their mother their father. Does the Lord not want us to use that term? If we took the Lord literally here, we could never call the man married to our mother our father. But that's not what the Lord is getting at. It's okay to call your physical father your father. There's nothing wrong with that. Can we not call anyone teacher for the last 2,000 years? In the church or in schools, we call the instructor a teacher. Does the Lord not want us to use that word teacher? In fact, every Protestant church has Sunday school teachers. So if they say that we violate the idea of calling a priest father, we can say, "Well, what do you call your Sunday school teachers?" Jesus said also, "Don't call anyone teacher." So what is the Lord getting at? Well, maybe the Lord is saying, "Don't call anyone your father in a spiritual sense." Well, what does the Bible say about this? We know that in Scripture in the New Testament, St. Stephen and St. Paul call the Jewish religious leaders their fathers. This is in Acts chapter 7 and Acts chapter 22. St. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, says, "My beloved children, I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel." So here you have New Testament saints, St. Stephen, St. Paul, calling themselves spiritual fathers, even calling the religious leaders fathers. So St. Paul reminds us that he became the spiritual father of the Corinthians because he cooperated in giving them spiritual life by preaching the gospel to them. Just as biological fathers cooperate with God in giving physical life, so St. Paul cooperated with God's grace to give supernatural life to the Corinthians. And so we call priests father because, like St. Paul, priests cooperate with God in giving spiritual life to their flock. And we do this by preaching the gospel, instructing, and administering the sacraments. That's why we can call priest father. When a priest baptizes a baby, he helps to generate supernatural life within the soul of the child. The priest gives that child spiritual rebirth, and so can be said to be the spiritual father of the children that he baptizes. When a priest hears confessions, he reconciles his spiritual children to God. When he gives you the Holy Eucharist and feeds you with the body and blood of Christ, he's like the father of a big family feeding his flock, feeding those entrusted to his care, feeding his spiritual children. So the father, being the provider in the family, earns the money that would help to buy the food that would feed his children. So the pastor, the priest, the spiritual father feeds his spiritual children with the Holy Eucharist, with the bread of life. He also visits the sick and anoints them. Just as a good father would be there when a child is sick to help comfort them, so the priest, the spiritual father, administers the sacraments. And by the preaching of the gospel, by leading people to faith, he helps to give birth to Christ within their soul. That's how we can call a priest a spiritual father. So is it okay when the Bible says, "Call no man on earth your father"? Again, how do we interpret that? Obviously, we do not interpret it literally. The church has never for 2,000 years interpreted it literally, either for biological fathers. It's certainly okay to call your father father, or to call your teacher a teacher, or even in a spiritual sense, to call a priest a father because he cooperates with God in giving you supernatural life. Again, what the Lord is saying here is to emphasize that only God is your true Father. He's the one who created you. He's the one who brought you in existence. He is the supreme being. He is your ultimate source of your existence. Don't think that you came from anyone else. God is the one who ultimately created you and is your source of life, your source of being, your source of existence. And He is the ultimate truth as well. So all legitimate authority ultimately comes from God. That's what the Lord is saying in today's gospel. Don't look at the scribes and the Pharisees as the source of your existence, as your ultimate spiritual father. Look to God. God alone is your ultimate source of authority. He is your ultimate source of truth. That's why when it comes down to it, God is our Father, God is our teacher, God is our ruler, our master, our Lord.